Four is dead. Mobile.
ZLK Mobile. Good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, Gene. Hope you had a pretty good day.
A longer one.
I hope nothing went too bad wrong.
Wrong, it just got heavy. I still got about another hour and a half to go.
But I know how that goes. You just never know. That means next stop may turn into, you know, a 2 hour stop instead of 15 minutes.
Or two about the way the trailers, how they got loaded and what I could use for the next pickup stop. It just kind of messed me up. And one of them that I used a lot of times to pick up the one I just left, I've got to go get it by itself. So that's an hour turnaround right there. Just what it is today. They pay me by the hour, so here we go.
Just enjoy it and be safe.
Are you in your excursion now?
Yes, sir. I am taking the last trip of the leg home.
What does it take you to go home from there?
In the excursion, I'm about 30 minutes, but I still got to wait to get into the repeater until I get to the other side of the black hole.
When you first threw out your call, you were popping pretty good, but it's cleared up tremendously.
There, I know as long as I'm there, I'm usually pretty good. Might be a little scratchy, but I'm getting cleared up real quick.
There you go.
It was a pretty good day. I was busy myself, so I ain't complaining at all.
I'm going to let you go. I'm getting close to the building. Got to make a lot of turns here and need my other hand free for shifting. So I hope you have a good evening, Patrick. Drive safe going home. N4ZLK.
I'll see you this evening, and you be safe out there the rest of your day and home safely. KO4-86, be mobile.
To you, mobile.
To Richard, you out there on that, I don't know what you even want to call 85 anymore.
Trace. Yeah, I'm just getting into the thick of it. Apparently there were some issues around between Pelham and 14, and I'm in the slow moving of it.
In the stop part of it.
To the stop part of it, but you know how that goes. All I can control is the vehicle I'm in. KK4SU mobile.
That's all you can do. Other than that, you doing all right?
Scratching my head trying to figure out what the heck's going on with my radio in the truck, my commercial radio. I think I might have to take it out and look at it or replace it. It's doing some crazy things. It won't stay on station and jumping around almost. I thought maybe it was a antenna connection, but I don't believe it's antenna connection. I believe it's inside the radio because it won't stay on the station.
It's probably something inside the radio doing that.
The adjustment knob for tuning doesn't seem to have any effect which way I turn it with the frequency indicator.
Factory radio, or is it something you've put in there?
Factory radio.
Yeah, maybe it's not one of them built into the dash radios and you can change it out.
I just don't know that I'm not looking forward to doing it. It's not a double den, but it's not a single den. It's like a one and a half den. It's oddball size.
GM.
V8 model.
I know exactly which radio you got now.
FM, no cassette or CD, so I don't know what I'm going to replace it with, if I replace it.
Radios to fit that nowadays, though. Or they did, anyway. They may not now, is the way things are going.
You only because I'm not getting traffic reports or able to listen to my talk radio.
It's amazing how you get used to that in the vehicle. I do the same thing. Some days I want the peace and quiet of no radio, and then other days it's like I can't stand the peace and quiet in there.
Good is, hasn't failed me yet.
That's a good thing. That's what I've got in my tool truck is a Kenwood D710.
700.
Bert, you were telling me about that. It was one of the commercial radios. That's why you got that truck, was because of the radio. One of the reasons.
The only downfall is I have to plug it into a computer to tune in the memories.
Getting the way they... So menu-driven, you got to do that to them.
Thankfully, this one's been a good one, other than I've got select few repeaters that I know where the memory are. Like, first five, I know where they are, but other than that, most of what's on it is like 146505 or stuff like that, where it's person to person.
This is one of those. I don't know a whole lot about them. Richard, be safe coming to work this afternoon. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. And you be careful out there. KO4, X, and I'll be clear for now.
I am almost to the turn off, so we're back to moving at highway speed, so I'm doing fairly good today. You have a good one, Patrick, and we'll talk at you in the morning. KK4 FTU Mobile.